Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the news on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra and on Love 99.5 FM in Kumasi, all affiliates across Ghana and on myjoyonline.com. Coming up this afternoon, the Interior Minister Muntaka Mubarak leads a government delegation to Sola Tuna Kalba District, where several residents are fleeing the clashes to neighboring Ivory Coast.
It was Monday that I came here. From Monday to today, I didn't even bath. Yes, this is my time. And some even 3 months.
We are live in the Savannah region, where more police and military have been deployed to ensure safety. Also coming up, in Kwanta North District becomes the latest district to confirm an mpox case, recording its first infection.
We unfortunately recorded one case, confirmed case, about 2-3 weeks ago. So when somebody gets it, it's one of the priority diseases that we need to make interventions.
We'll also take you live to Akwetia, where the police are expected to update the public on their activities ahead of the elections on Tuesday. Details of these and more with me, James Aveji. Joy News, independent, fearless, and credible. Let's settle for details now. And Minister for Interior Muntaka Mubarak is in the Savannah region to broker peace between feuding factions in the Sola Tuna Kalba district. The delegation is expected to meet the Yagbonra and other key stakeholders to resolve the week-long fight over a parcel of land. At least 10 people have been reported dead. 8 others have also drowned in the White Volta in the attempt to flee the conflict. We'll get details of the government statement on the situation shortly, but first, the Regional Security Coordinating Council, led by the Savannah Regional Minister Salisu Isifu, were at Vonkore in Ivory Coast, where some residents have been speaking to my colleague Isaac Nonya.
I am a church elder and then a businessman too. So I heard that they have packed the goods that we bought. They have packed everything. So as I'm speaking, if we go back, and they are burning our houses too. So now if we go back, we don't have any place to live.
They say, which community where you live? Your community?
Gole. I'm living Gole, just around Baledek.
I'm a farmer. I'm from farm to this place.
So you came today, or when did you come here?
It was Monday that I came here. From Monday to today, I didn't even bath.
You're here with your wife and children?
Yes, this is my child. And some even 3 months, we are here. I'm even sorry.
We are not learning that the Interior Minister is in the Sola Tuna Kalba area, and my colleague Mamiesi joins me with excerpt of the government statement. We'll cross over shortly to speak to Isaac Nonya. But Mami, the government has issued a statement on this. What more does it say?
Right. So James's delegation, led by the Interior Minister Muntaka Mubarak, we're told has been dispatched after the president received a full briefing of the situation on ground after touching down from Singapore. And we know the president had been there for some days now. But we're also told that even while in Singapore, more. He's been in telephone conversations with the Yabongura over the development. So the minister is expected to engage the Yabongura and other stakeholders for peace talks. Well, the president has also called for additional police and military personnel to be deployed to stabilize the area. But more importantly, he's called on all parties to support peace initiatives while directing the delegation to work with regional and traditional authorities to resolve the dispute and restore order. James.
Thank you, Mamiesi. Let's get on the phone lines now and speak to our Savannah regional correspondent, Isaac Nonya, who is on the grounds. Isaac, has there been any indication yet if the interior minister and his delegation have touched down yet? And what does his schedule look like?
Yes, the interior minister's delegation is currently here in Damago, the seat of Gonja. And at the look of things, they moved to have a closed-door meeting with Yabongura. They have been there for the past 14 minutes. From there, they'll come back to engage the larger group and the public, where they were able to dialogue peace and peacefully resolve outstanding disputes. We are told that because of some of the issues that need to be discussed among the king or overlord, the reason why they have to go in for a closed-door meeting. And the president rightly hit on the nail on the head by saying that they should try and resolve other outstanding disputes. If you resolve outstanding disputes, then you restore peace and uphold law and order in these areas. It's now in the different district courts order. So when the outstanding disputes are resolved, I think by the president's own assessment, peace will resolve and will return to these areas and law and order also restored.
So what is the general security situation as we speak, especially as we are learning that the security in the area is being beefed up?
For now, the Sola Tuna Kaba district is pretty very intact. While many have already left, and then enough police personnel and that of military are there. But because we are told people in the resident of Bola district and that played the extent of the escalation, they didn't move. They were there. But because they were identified by the other faction that, look, these are the same people living in this district, let's go after them. So more of the casualties are coming from that Bola district. And yesterday, the IGP dispatched two batches of police officers to Bola district with other equipment to be able to also resolve that police get like Bola.
Okay.
Currently, residents continue to flee from their home. These residents are mostly women. Women and children.
Okay. Isaac Nonya there giving us update from the Savannah region. Meanwhile, the National Disaster Management Organization, NADMO, says it is already overwhelmed with a number of residents seeking refuge at various locations across the district. We can hear from the NADMO Regional Director, Mr. Zakaria Mahama.
I think since yesterday, we started communicating with some other partners to support NADMO. I think they need to come to our aid. Look, when you go across to the Agricos site, sincerely, yesterday, per my briefing by my district director for Bole, in fact, he told me they have over 12,000 people who have crossed to the Agricos site, and some of them, they are hungry, and there's a likelihood that when they realize that some of their colleagues are here and they are comfortable here, there's a likelihood that they would also agree to come back and to come to the camp. There's a possibility that the numbers will continue to grow.
You heard the NADMO director at the Savannah region, Mahama Zakaria. Let's go to Akwetia now, where it is less than 48 hours to that by-election, and the Ghana Police Service is preparing to stage its second show of force exercise, a demonstration of the measures it intends to deploy to maintain order. But ahead of the polls, the minority in parliament is urging the police to take full control of security arrangements in the area. Deputy Ranking Member on the Parliament's Constitutional, Legal and Parliamentary Affairs Committee spoke on Newsfile on Saturday, Alhassan Tampoli, stressing that the police must assert authority on the situation.
Also, surreptitiously doing some activities Now, we need to do something about this situation. If the police is in charge, the police must be seen to be fully in charge. And if the IGP has given assurance that the police, without involving any other security agency, is going to be fully in charge, then any other person who comes there must necessarily, you know, be cleared by the IGP.
Let's go live to Akwetia now, and Adum, sister station Adum FM's correspondent Kwesi Azo is there now. Kwesi, has the exercise, the police briefing, begun?
Yes, it has begun. The police is conducting this exercise to showcase their readiness with regards to Akwetia by election. They walk through the principal street of Akwetia, Achimbuedria, and other communities to show their readiness with regards to this very election. So, you can see the men very aggressive and holding their weapons, telling the residents that they are ready. They should have their trust. Everything is going to be well. They are going to protect the people during, before, and after the election. So currently, we are back to Akwetia, where they are going to address the media here.
Okay. I get the indication that this is a general walk, but what is the general security situation in the area 48 hours to the polls?
If you come to Akwetia, if you are coming from Asamankese, approaching Akwetia, the first time is Pamanase. There is a barricade over there. There's about 8 or 10 police personnel over there approaching Akwetia. Even if you can count, you can count more than 20 police barriers over there. They will check your vehicle,
okay,
check your pocket, check your bags and everything. In fact, no matter how big you are, you have to get down. The police will check you, scrutinize you before you enter Akwetia.
Okay.
So with security, they are protecting people and ensuring the people that they should have trust in the Ghana Police Service to deliver and protect before and during the elections.
Akwesi Azo, they're giving us update from Akwetia and Tugoti and the Nkwanta North District. Is the latest to confirm an mpox case, raising concerns as the viral disease continues to spread nationwide. The case adds to the country's total of 446 confirmed infections as of August 25, 2025, according to the Ghana Health Service. While the confirmed case has recovered, the District Health Director, Eric Kojo Agboka, noted that the directorate has activated surveillance activities.
We unfortunately recorded one case, confirmed case, about 2-3 weeks ago. MPOS normally is under the IDSR, which a person who suffers from it might show some signs and symptoms. So when somebody gets it, it's one of the priority diseases that we need to make intervention, especially try to put on the surveillance activities to make sure that it is not transmitted to other people. So that's what we've been doing with our case. But fortunately, the case we had has recovered.
You heard the Director of Health at the Nkwanta North District, Eric Kojo Agboka, bringing us to end of the news at 12. I am James Savage. Log on to myjoyonline.com for more news.